Well, I don't give a rap, or don't give a hang.
Or I just don't care.
Don't care.
They might say he care. He referring to this guy Joe. It seems that he just. Now you're talking about him. See, we were him before. Now we're talking about him. It seems that Joe just
doesn't care.
Doesn't care. Somebody asked you, did you buy your wife a birthday present yet? And he said, no, but I've been,
been thinking about it.
You live here in a brown shingle. Is that what it is, brown shingles? I can't remember. Brown shingles, what, building?
It's a bungalow type.
Which is, of course, not a barn, it's a
house.
And you might see on the street there are 10
houses.
And on the farm behind the house, there's a big red
barn.
You have a farming experience?
Yes, sir. If you're born and raised on the farm, I own a farm now.
Good. And a lot of these terms are farmers' terms. The place where you keep the corn?
Corn crib.
And the place where you store grain?
I used to have a granary, but now it's either an oak bin or some similar bin. Yeah.
Greenery being older than. The place where the shelter for the cows would be called a
cow barn.
And different kinds of farms. Some people have farms for the cattle, for the meat. Others are after the milk. That'd be what kind of farm?
A dairy farm.
Oh. How do you describe the area where the stock are fed and kept in closed area? Farm.
Well, if we're the last stages of a feeding out proposition, we call it the hog lot for the hogs and the feed lot for the steers.
Feed lot. What's the barnyard then?
It's just the barnyard.
That's outside the feedlot then. The grass in the barnyard?
The barnyard is usually an open area where you drive in with your wagons and can unhitch or
park your car there.
Park your car there.
Well, that's funny. My grandfather's barnyard is what your feedlot is back in Ohio. He had different terms for it. Not everybody says this around here. You must be right.
Well, the barnyard is not used for stock purposes at all. It's an open area used for implements and the like.
Well, the place where the cows and sheep graze, we call that
pasture.
And different kind of fences you might have around here. What kind of fences?
Well, we have barbed wire fences and woven wire fences. The only board fences we have are around the lot.
You never had any rail fences?
Not in recent years.
How about the boards that are close together?
Picket fence. You'll find those including yards around the dwelling, but no place else.
They're usually white, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
And if you have if you have a picket fence, every so often you have to have something to nail it onto. You have to dig a hole.
Well, they set posts.
And, if you're going to entertain some guests, a really fancy dinner, the wife will get out her very best
kind of order.
And after your meal's over, you clean up, put your garbage out in the garbage
disposal.
Or if you had one outside, you call it a garbage.
Well, we don't have a pickup service in this town. We did, I suppose they would have a garbage pail out there.
Remember the question on buckets and pail? One more. Do you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon?